You're listening to the podcast that'll let you curb stomp Monday into a bunch of cinder blocks. It's the People's Podcast on ThingsDesSays.net. And Faraz, how are you, old chap?
I'm doing all right. Yes, not too bad, dear fellow.
Yes. Hello, old bean. How are you? Are you ready to talk about the professional? I've been watching Only Fools and Horses, Faraz.
I don't think they say old bean, though.
Well, they should.
I think he's a little bit more common than that, his old bellboy.
Let's take it back to wrestling. I think Ken Walton would say old bean.
He would.
Greetings, old beans. How are you?
I wish William Regal said stuff like old bean.
Oh, he should. He's the general manager of NXT now, he is.
NXT now, yes.
Are you ready for...
Which kind of takes it back into full circle, because he was that beforehand.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, he was. Forgot about that. That was back when it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you ready for the NXT special? What's it called?
I love these NXT specials.
It's like
the end of a story arc. It's just wonderful to see these new talents, and we'll see the future. And Triple H will do another conference call where he'll...
Make fun of Dave Meltzer?
Yeah.
I love it. By the way, speaking of Dave Meltzer, the Young Bucks gimmick is that they play to the dirt sheets, and they have a finish called the Meltzer Driver. And
that's awesome.
He was recapping the Ring of Honor pay-per-view from last night, or from Saturday night. And Dave Meltzer wrote that the Young Bucks used the Meltzer Driver, and part of me was so happy about that.
Now, he hasn't been very happy this week as Dave Meltzer. He's been a very angry man, not because of pro wrestling, because of UFC.
Oh, man, I bet if I'm Dave Meltzer, this is why I stopped following UFC, because it's just...
It's very unreliable.
You need to be prepared to be disappointed because things get canceled and people get hurt. And I mean, people get hurt in wrestling too, but in a sport like UFC that's so demanding, you're going to get hurt.
They basically sell pay-per-views on by name.
Yeah.
That's why Brock Lesnar was such a huge draw for them.
If you're a good pro wrestler, that you can do it without ever getting hurt. Like Christopher Daniels, I think, has never been out for a prolonged amount of time with any serious injury. And he's like 40-something, which is incredible.
Yeah. Neither is people, if you think about it, there's a lot of people like that. Like, Jericho hasn't been out because of injury. He's been out for other reasons, but not injury.
Suspension. Stomping a...
Suspension.
Stomping a flag. Was it in Brazil where he did that?
Yes.
Oh, silly Jericho.
There's a lot of people that have done that. You know what remarkably? Jeff Hardy has never been out because of injury.
He's
been out for other reasons, but never for injury.
That's ridiculous.
I don't understand. Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is. That guy does the stupidest stuff and hasn't got injured.
Well, he's had a lot of breaks for other reasons.
For other reasons, yeah, but he's never been out because of injury. If you're out because of injury, like look at the Daniel Bryan situation now.
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate. I think he's going in for another surgery.
You know who the biggest one who's left the thing without having any injuries for a long period of time? The Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
He never had a serious injury. He just left.
I think his most serious injury was probably after the last WrestleMania.
Yes.
Exactly. And he worked through that, too. He's like, I'm going to go...
For 15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go... Rock. I'm going to go be Hercules now. Because I can't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have surgery. I'm just going to go and be Hercules.
That's right. Doctor, what do you think? Should I get surgery? It doesn't matter what you think.
Yeah. Exactly.
You could take that MD and shove it straight up your ass in a sideways fashion.
What the hell?
I just made The Rock intelligent.
In the sideways fashion.
Yes, dear fellow, you can take that medical degree and stick it sideways up your posterior.
Posterior, yes. Up your derriere.
I want World of Sport to come back so that they can have a posh Rock character.
That'd be awesome.
I am Sir Rock.
I am the gentle people's champion.
The gentleman's elbow.
Yeah.
That'd be excellent.
Oh, is it a people's champion? He's the person's champion?
The person's champion. Yes. And everything is the person's.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's good times. So last week we went to Bola. We'll talk about that in a second. But after Bola, this is where the magic happens. There's a taco truck for us that's always out in Reseda. Oh. And after the show, everyone goes and buys tacos at this truck.
Purchases, yeah.
Yes, we purchase tacos. And
how good is a taco from a truck, though? Like, I'm always wary of these food vans.
So what's the food van or food truck situation out there in the UK?
They do exist. Obviously, you know, outside, like, football matches and things like that, We do
I feel
have
like
them.
In London, especially in London, they would be a big thing.
Yeah, yeah, they do exist, and people do buy from them. I just think they're a bit weird, personally.
Because in L.A., you can't, like, walk a block without walking into a food truck. And they have food trucks for everything. There's, like, a sushi food truck, which, quite frankly, terrifies
me. That's kind of weird, too. Like, how do you... Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand that one. They have... what are the ones they have? They have, like, a food truck that specializes in French fries, which is awesome.
What, is it just got a fryer in there? That's it?
Yeah. They have a Korean taco, like a fusion, which is, they're the best tacos I've ever had in all of life.
Nah, I want Gordon Ramsay to go and inspect one of these trucks now.
Ah, yes.
That'd be awesome. There's a TV show.
But anyway, you know what? Food trucks are pretty good. I mean, you're taking a risk always, but you're usually okay.
I don't know. I think maybe this is me. I'd rather go into a place where I know it's going to be clean somewhat.
Yeah, but there's a food truck culture in some places, and it's just kind of fun to grab stuff.
Yeah, I guess, you know, it's a street food culture, and I'm from India. My family are from India, so, you know, I should know about street food.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just don't like it. I mean, even when I go back, when I've been back to India, I just don't touch it. I'm like, nah.
I'm going to wait till I get home and
I'm going to wait till I get home or get to a restaurant.
Yeah.
Then I'll eat something. I ain't eating from your truck. I don't know where your hands have been.
I like food trucks. It's good to get food on the go. But anyway, they have this taco truck outside of PWG, and we went out and we grabbed tacos and talked about how great the matches were. Mm. And lo and behold, advertised on this truck were flyers to this weekend's AAA tapings in Boyle Heights. And
is that your place, Boyle Heights?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very bad area.
Boyle Heights, though. Boyle.
Yeah.
And Triple H, well, see, trust Triple H. Triple H to pick a bad area.
Well, yeah. I don't think they could afford anything else. Lo and behold, no time, no location, just Boyle Heights.
Okay.
But this AAA situation has been an absolute fucking disaster, man.
It's been a PR disaster, isn't it?
It's horrible. It's so uncoordinated. I was reading The Observer this morning, and there's this long list of things that are happening contractually in AAA. A lot of the wrestlers are nervous about signing their contracts. It's just, it's crazy. I would not want to work with these people.
Isn't Sin Cara there? I mean, Mystico?
He's in AAA, but it doesn't look like he's going to be in this U.S. offshoot of AAA.
Okay.
The way they're taping it reminds me a lot of how they taped Wrestling Society X. It's in a studio.
Oh.
Yeah, it's in a studio. The people there are studio. It's a studio audience. You have to sign a non-disclosure agreement before you go in. And there's a dress code for us. Have you ever been to a wrestling show with a dress code?
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Revival, we had a dress code. It was called Wear a Jacket because it's freezing.
Yeah, man. You have dress code.
There. What do you have to wear? Tux?
And you have to be 18 and over to go to this Lucha Libre show. So I don't know what it's going to be.
Was it the Attitude Era of Lucha Libre? 18 and over?
Well, it's... I don't really think they're out to tape a Lucha Libre show. I think what they're out to tape is it's going to be another interpretation of what wrestling is. Kind of like what Wrestling Society X was. It's going to be more of like a reality show. 2-minute matches, you know. I think it's going to be one of those things.
And we're going to review on Throwback Vibes in 5 years.
Where the backdrop to the storylines is wrestling. That's what I expect it to be. It premieres on October 8th on the El Rey Network, which, by the way, nobody has.
I thought that. I'm like, I've never heard of this network.
Yeah, nobody has that channel. If you have that channel, let me know. But I haven't talked to anybody who
have
has
you got
that
it?
Channel. No, I don't have it.
Is it going to be in English?
Yes, it's an English channel. They're going to have an English version, which is going to be the primary version, and they're going to have a Spanish version.
Do you know who the announcers are?
That's the thing. We don't know. Because they're not trying to do a wrestling show. They're doing a reality show.
Okay, so do we know anybody that's on this lineup? Nothing?
There was a list in The Observer of people that have been offered contracts because they're doing legit television contracts.
Okay.
And I'll just tell you some of the people who were offered. I don't know who signed and who hasn't. Kazarian, Christopher Daniels.
He's not going to sign.
Matt Cross from Tough Enough Fame.
Tough Enough Fame, yeah.
Killing it on the indies right now.
He's not going to sign, I don't think, anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
Kaz and Daniels will definitely not sign.
Yeah, actually, I think Kaz was offered. I don't remember seeing Chris Daniels' name. I don't want to quote false information. But Kaz was offered
bad
something. Who else was offered? I know B-Boy signed.
Really?
Yeah.
No. So,
the scary thing here is I've read that the wrestlers are kind of freaked out because the contract says exclusivity to AAA or whatever this thing is being called Lucha Uprising. It's not even being called AAA.
Okay.
So exclusivity to Lucha Uprising for 7 seasons. Now these guys
Wrestling Society X offered like a few seasons like that?
I don't know what the contract was for Wrestling Society X. But these guys are independent workers. They work per show to make their money.
And
a show that's exclusive like that, I don't think a lot of
indie wrestlers. Especially on a small channel like El Rey.
Yeah. You're not going to make that much money per show. So I think
TNA will end up on El Rey.
I think what they're doing is they are trying to rework the contracts, or at least they already did rework the contracts because they're taping right now as we speak.
Oh.
So it's quite the clusterfuck over there.
Isn't Del Rio in AAA?
He is in AAA.
Yeah.
He is.
Apparently the other the Nashville company are trying to get a hold of him. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, good luck. He's having a great time in AAA.
He's not going to go to Nashville. He's not going to go to a company that might not be there this time next year.
And AAA apparently also trying to court Rey Mysterio. And Rey Mysterio wants to go.
Go. Piss off.
Yeah.
Go.
WWE don't want to get rid of him, though.
Merchandise.
Yeah, he's a great merchandise seller. That's, I don't know what the deal is, man. There's this weird legal battle. Like, AAA...
Yeah,
is trying so hard to weasel their way out of Del Rio, and Del Rio says that his 90-day no-compete is illegal. I don't know. There's so many. Yeah. And apparently, like, WWE's not fighting it, so maybe it is. Or they just don't care.
Who is Rey Mysterio, anyway?
Well, Rey Mysterio is a, a big merchandise seller.
Mm.
So there you go. That's they would probably fight for him. But they don't seem to care much about what Del Rio's doing, which is awesome.
Well, no one cares about what Del Rio's doing.
Yeah.
To be fair, no one's cared about what Del Rio's doing since about 2010.
They're just like, go do your thing, Del Rio. It's adorable.
Piss off.
Just go.
Yeah. We only wanted you so we can get Mil Máscaras into the Hall of Fame, to be fair. We didn't care.
We wanted that awkward induction where he did it all in Spanish and nobody understood him. That was
I wish Carlos Colon did that. Just did the whole thing in Spanish. It was hilarious.
He tried. He tried to do it in English. And, It just happened. Nobody cared about Carlos Colon, though, which is awesome.
Oh,
nobody should care.
It gave me the best DM in the history of life.
Oh, that's right. I was angry. I don't even know why I was so angry. I was bothered by it. Yeah.
Well, now that Puerto Rico has been represented into the Hall of Fame, maybe we'll get a Bruiser Brody DVD.
Yeah, they could interview the guy who killed him.
Yeah.
Because he's apparently a free man now. And booking.
Is he?
Yeah, he's booking the company.
Well, true.
That's so perfect. This is going to sound terrible, and I apologize if you're from there, but that is so Puerto Rico. Let's have the murderer book our company now.
Well, you know, they could merge with what's that wrestling promotion called? The gangster one.
Oh, the UWF?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm texting this guy, and he's, you know, when you're texting, it gives you a little like icon when somebody's typing.
Yeah.
It's been giving me this icon for like 2 hours now. What is he? Is he typing me a novel?
He's typing you an autobiography.
In the beginning, I sent you a text message and then you replied.
But then I wanted to reply some more, so it took me 2 hours.
And then the Lord said, let there be emojis. And lo and behold, they were emojis. Happy face with wide squinting eyes.
Squint. See, now you're going too far, Des.
Yeah.
There's too much description in there.
There are some varied emoji descriptions for us.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Yeah.
I really don't want to know. I miss Cobalt. He used to send you some weird emoji.
He did. I miss that goblin. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. Well, you never know. In that world, he could come back.
He could. He could time travel his way to the future.
Hmm. Mm.
I hope that's what happens, because Deucalion has killed many of our favorites.
Yeah. Someone needs to teach this man a lesson.
Yes. I hope the past versions of Kobold and the Estonian Thunder Frog and the Latvian Prado can come back and get their vengeance on Kobold.
Right. I want the Latvian Prado to have a feud with Rusev, just, you know, Eastern European.
I'd be a fan of that. You know, by the way, Rusev is announced as residing in Moscow.
Yeah.
But There, you know, I found out recently that there is a Moscow, Idaho.
Really?
Yes. So what if the plot twist is this whole time
he's thought, actually a secret American.
Yeah. He thought that he was representing Idaho and Lana was lying to him.
All this time.
And then he can turn and he can kick Lana.
Which will make a lot of people happy, which will make a lot of people sad too.
That's true.
Lana's a great promo.
She is a great promo. I enjoy her immensely. I turned the corner on her.
Yeah. She's a really good promo.
Indeed. You know who else I've turned the corner on? In a bad way? Who? Bo Dallas. He...
About bloody time. No, see, I was there from the beginning, so see, I told you so.
He's
awful.
I think I've turned the corner on him because they stopped trying to make me care about him, and so now I just don't care about him.
But the thing is, I didn't care about him from the beginning, so, you know.
He's been feuding now with Jack Swagger, which is like, okay.
What happened there? Bless him.
They gave up on the guy. They just flat out gave up on him.
I mean...
And really, how much longevity are you going to have when you come from NXT with a mid-card gimmick?
Well, no, I'm not talking about Bo Dallas. I'm talking about Jack Swagger, bless his heart.
Oh, Jack Swagger is... I feel like they could really do something with Jack Swagger right now. He's got Zeb Coulter on his side, who's awesome.
They could, in theory, but feuding with Bo Dallas?
Yeah, well, they can't do anything when he's feuding with Bo Dallas. He's a joke right now. Yeah, he's a joke now. And it doesn't help that you have JBL burying him in commentary every week. They got to stop this.
Yeah, no, but to be fair, yeah, you're right. JBL buries Jack Swagger every single week.
Yeah, it's not helping anything.
He lost the match. So is he gonna bury Mark Henry if Mark Henry loses?
Yes. And Mark Henry should lose.
Oh, but that was a great promo on Monday. Come on, that was a babyface promo if there ever was one.
It was good, but should he really beat Rusev?
Someone's got to beat him.
But is it going to be Mark Henry? Mark Henry's leaving soon.
No, he's not going to be Mark Henry. But they're stepping him up at least. Like he's, you know, bigger people.
Yeah,
on the scale anyway.
And by the way, Rusev has gotten so much better. He can do longer matches now, and they're not unwatchable like they were when he first came in. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, there is a definite improvement in there.
But I got to say, Rusev had his ankle attacked like a month ago, and he still sells it like it's the most painful injury in the world. He screams. He roars like an injured beast. It's awesome. It is so great.
Other wrestlers should take note.
He doesn't just go, ow. He goes, ah, my ankle.
He went to the Shawn Michaels school of selling.
It's awesome. Yeah, people need to take note from Rusev. I hope he injures something else so he can sell that. He just like sells something new forever.
I want him and Brock Lesnar to have screaming matches.
Rusev has a much scarier scream than Brock Lesnar. He totally out-screamed
him. Yeah.
It's like a pterodactyl scream. So. Oh, man. Anyway,
That's Rusev.
That's Rusev. This Bellas thing, man.
Oh, I'm gonna kill people.
What the fuck is happening with this Bellas thing? I hate the E! Network for making WWE do this.
Yes, I too hate it.
God damn you, E! Network. The exclamation point in your name cannot begin to explain my rage with you right now.
Oh, seriously.
The E! Factorial. Did you enjoy these Nikki Bella videos explaining how Brie has ruined her life in amazing soap opera General Hospital fashion? I thought they were creative.
Yeah. She's gonna blame Brie for becoming a superstar. She's gonna blame Brie for becoming a WWE superstar next. That's the next thing. You know, she's gonna blame Brie for being with John Cena. You know, she wanted Daniel Bryan, but you know.
Everyone wants Daniel Bryan. It's going to turn out that Nikki was the person that robbed Daniel Bryan's house and then got choked out. No, Nikki was the other person that got away.
With the Hardys?
She burned down the Hardys' house.
Yeah, like
Nikki was driving.
No, like
the Hummer.
With the Hardy storyline. Remember they pretended that Matt was the one that killed the dog.
Yeah,
that was stupid.
And it still didn't get over.
It was awful, that feud.
It was
like,
terrible.
Why are you turning the two of the most over guys in your company? What are you doing?
Yeah, you can't.
It's a stupid storyline.
Like yeah, the Hardys feud has never worked and it never will. And guess what?
Exactly.
The Bellas feud won't work either.
Of course it won't. Look, generally sibling feuds don't work. The only one that has worked is Undertaker and Kane. That's it.
I would argue Bret and Owen. I would argue that Undertaker Kane feud never even worked because nobody believed that they were brothers. It was stupid.
The first time it worked.
People cheered it because they just killed each other, but it was a stupid feud.
I guess. But it was Bret and Owen, that went over.
Yeah, Bret and Owen worked because that was legit. I think that's the problem, is people have trouble believing that people are siblings. And although the Bellas are actually siblings, people
Same
just
with the
don't
Hardys,
care
yeah.
because they're given such stupid dialogue.
And how the hell is Nikki number one contender for the Divas title?
Because Stephanie says so, Fraz.
Oh, if she wins, I'm going to be so mad.
Beat Paige for the title?
I'm going to be so mad.
Let me point this out right now, by the way. The segment on Monday was so awkward.
Yeah.
They had the Bellas yelling at each other. And then AJ came out.
Did you hear someone in the crowd? Did you hear it?
What did they say? Oh, yeah, yeah. I didn't know Jerry Lawler somehow got in the crowd and then went back to commentary. But it was so awkward because you had the Bellas yelling at each other. And then AJ comes out for no reason. And she's just like, I'm the number one contender. And then she just kind of hangs out. And then Paige comes out and she's just like, okay, but I'm the champion. But no, they didn't need to. It was so unnecessary. A lot of Stephanie McMahon on this show. So much Stephanie.
Too much Stephanie.
Christ.
Too much Bellas and too much Stephanie. Like, every other segment started with one of these videos. It's annoying.
A Nikki Bella. What was it called? Growing Up Bella.
Growing Up Bella.
I love that. That was obviously like a writing segment. They're like, all right, let's take Nikki Bella and just have her talk. First of all, that's a terrible idea. Any segment that involves Nikki Bella talking, no.
I was going to say, Vince signed off on this?
Yeah.
Oh, I like this idea. It is a great idea.
Please tell me Triple H argued this point. I hope he did. Triple H is like, all right, you do what you want for this week's Raw. I'm going to focus on NXT. Piss off.
He's like, you know what? I don't care anymore. I've just completely stopped caring about the Bellas.
I'm going to focus on NXT. That's my mission, all right?
We got TakeOver next week. Vince, you can watch it for $9.99.
Yeah, exactly.
For what? $9.99. Yeah. I don't know, man. It's the Bellas. Oh, by the way.
I was like, okay, I got to be talking heads on DVDs. I got to do all this stuff. Leave me alone.
By the way, the idea that Nikki Bella took, like, Brie Bella was cheating off of Nikki Bella's tests. The idea that Nikki Bella is the smart one in the family is terrifying. That is so
And another thing
scary.
Is, I'd like to remind Nikki Bella that it was Brie Bella who was originally in the WWE, not her.
Yes, that is correct. Oh, look, I just found some pills that I've been looking for the last 2 weeks. For those unaware, my life is in disarray.
Yeah. Wellness policy.
No, they're good pills.
I'm sending the testers over. I'm sending them now.
Take a drug test?
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't pass, to be fair. They kicked off the show.
Neither did Randy Orton.
He's apparently mad about something.
He's always mad. He's been mad. See, this is the Randy Orton. I like Randy Orton when he's mad. When he's mad about something, he's very good.
Yeah. I'm Randy Orton, and I'm mad about stuff.
The fact that he's mad is still beyond me. Why are you mad?
He's always mad, man. He's an angry man.
Now, the feud with Roman Reigns is over, because Roman Reigns had moved on.
No, they're wrestling on Monday. Tonight.
Well, they are. But the feud is kind of dead, isn't it?
I don't know what they're going to do, but you think he's going to beat Orton on TV?
He has to.
All right. I think the authority interferes because
they're going to do that. Yeah. But I think Roman Reigns is going to come out strong and he's still going to be standing tall.
Yeah, he could. I mean, they seem to not want to bury Roman Reigns in any way. But I feel like, he's going to lose and then he's going to get mad and Superman punch a fool. because it does look, yeah, like they're moving on to Rollins and Reigns, and at some point Ambrose is going to come back from his movie and kick some ass, and they're going to have a... I feel like it'll
great
lead to
a Hell in a Cell. Please tell me it's going to be inside Hell in a Cell.
I hope so. That would make a lot of sense. And it would make it feel like a big-time feud, which it should be.
Exactly. They've been working on this feud for 3-4 months now. It needs a finish.
And
a
we
good
can
finish.
We can move past this silliness that they were doing at one point with the soda and the briefcase and the soggy contract. That was so stupid.
Well, the center block idea was a very good one, just to get him off TV.
It was cool.
Very well done.
It was very cheesy, but it was cool in pro wrestling standards, anyway.
Yeah. Because they haven't done something like that in a long time. In a very long time.
I'm going to stomp your head into cinder blocks, and the cinder blocks are going to explode because they're fake.
Yes. Like, considering Triple H did this on Undertaker's knee one time and it didn't break.
Yeah.
Well, Dean Ambrose has a very big, has a very hard head.
Undertaker has knees of steel. Didn't you know that?
Yeah, apparently.
By the way, did you see Undertaker take the ice bucket challenge?
Yes, I did.
It was excellent.
People are saying it's not real. I'm like, it's real. That's him. Come on.
Yeah. He was...
What do you want him to do in the Undertaker voice? That's his voice.
Yeah, that's him. He cares about ALS, apparently.
Yeah. Michelle McCool
was
there.
By the way, before I forget, because we totally don't ever talk off of the air, did you see Greg Lambert's response to the Ice Bucket Challenge?
Yes, I did, yeah.
What a heel. Anyway. Donate to LIS, people. It's a good cause.
Someone should nominate Dean AS.
Didn't he?
I think he did.
He didn't challenge anybody because he didn't actually do it. Because he's a heel. Yeah, well.
Damn that Greg Lambert.
Damn that guy. If Kermit the Frog could do it, Greg, you could do it.
He did it, though, straight away, to be fair to him, Greg Lambert.
He did. He was very fast. He's better than Gregory Iron, who still hasn't done it. Greg.
I love it. But speaking of just keeping the ALS thing and keeping on wrestling terms, Triple H's one is hilarious. He doesn't sell it. Not one bit.
Yeah, he will not put over the ice bag.
He's not going to put over the ice.
He'll put over Brie Bella, but he won't put over the ice.
What did he say? It's a brisk. I'm like, come on, Triple H. Really?
Oh, man.
Vince McMahon's hilarious.
Yeah, Vince is great. Oh, brr. Damn it.
I haven't seen the Shawn Michaels. I think Shawn Michaels did it.
Did he do it?
I haven't seen it, though.
Oh, awesome.
Because I hope he sold it. Please tell me he sold it.
Ah, it's cold.
Oh, my goodness.
It's cold. Oh, dude. Yeah. That's great. So we went to Bulla, the Battle of Los Angeles, and... Breaking news, it was very good.
Wow.
Yes, I know. Ricochet won it. Congratulations to Ricochet. I would have him on the show, but I don't think anyone would enjoy that. Sorry, Ricochet. But I think even Ricochet understands that talking's not exactly what he's good at.
He's like Brock Lesnar. He's very good in the ring, but just...
But for very different reasons.
Yeah.
I think that's the only time.
The editing you'd have to do on a Brock Lesnar interview.
I think that's the only time you'll ever hear a comparison between Ricochet and Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Yes.
Well, they both do shooting star presses. I guess is the other one you can make.
Yeah, but one of them probably doesn't botch it.
That's true. Well, you'd be surprised.
You know what I'm talking about. Which botch I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, from WrestleMania 19.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good times. Good, not for Brock, but
no, he won the match.
He did. Ah,
they improvised. He was stunned. They improvised the finish.
One of these days, I want him to do it again.
I'm glad he didn't do it at WrestleMania 22. He would have killed him.
I want him to do it to John Cena, just for lulz.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Have you heard what they're planning for his next feud?
What are they planning?
You really don't want to know.
I don't think that rumor's true. The Big Show thing?
Yeah. Now, I was thinking, did they do this in 2002? He won the title past The Rock. He beat The Rock.
Yes.
He won the title again. And then Paul Heyman screwed him.
Yep. I don't think it's true. I don't want to believe it's true.
Please, God, don't let it be true.
First of all, how would they get there? Because Big Show's in a tag team right now.
With Mark Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Mark Henry's busy with Rusev at the minute.
That segment was so awkward, by the way.
Hey, I think we should see other people.
That's basically what they said.
Yeah.
And Big Show was like, okay, I guess. Like, I'm not doing anything. I'll be over here eating ribs.
Yeah. By the way, I love Big Show as a face because he's just so funny.
Yeah.
He's nice, a very funny man.
Yeah. Oh, Big Show.
He does comedy very well. He's a gentle giant, bless his heart.
Yes, and that's why he should not fight Brock Lesnar, because Brock Lesnar does not need comedy in his life. He's not about that life.
Yeah, this isn't Big Show from 10 years ago when he could move, all right? This is Big Show 2014.
When he can't move.
When he can't move.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Now, the only way you could have made this work is if you turned Big Show heel and have him kill people for a little while.
And that's not going to work. And that also implies that you're going to waste a date with Brock Lesnar.
Exactly, but you're not going to throw Roman Reigns in just yet.
No.
They've got nothing else. Who are they going to put in there? You can't have another match with Cena, Hell in a Cell.
I'm just saying, hold Lesnar off. Keep him off for a while.
Yeah, but, okay, so you're going to have Hell in a Cell. You want to put Ambrose and Rollins in there, right?
If you do it properly, that could potentially main event. I don't think it will, because they're going to want John Cena in the main event somehow. But if you build it properly, like they have been, you could have Ambrose and Rollins main event in the Hell in a Cell.
Exactly. And then you've got Survivor Series. You've got to have Brock there for Survivor Series.
No, you don't. Honestly, I feel like Survivor Series...
Unless they do what they should do and just have Survivor Series matches. Please!
No, they're not going to do that. That doesn't sell. But I think Survivor Series has been phased out of the Big Four. It's not even a Big Four anymore. I think you could easily keep Brock off Survivor Series.
Okay, I still think they call it. I think it's one of the anniversaries this year. So,
no, it's definitely. I think Money in the Bank has definitely taken over Survivor Series spot in the Big Four.
Okay,
but it could just be me. What do you think? Twitter,
I mean, I like Survivor Series. Well, to be fair, I haven't enjoyed a Survivor Series since about 2009.
Yeah.
But the 2011 one was good with The Rock and all that, and CM Punk winning at MSG and all that nonsense. But
yeah,
there hasn't been a really, really good one since 2009.
Was that one the one with the Nexus?
No, that was the Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and Cena match.
Ah, yes.
And he had Undertaker versus Jericho and Big Show. Some really, but the Cena DX match was awesome.
Yeah, I remember. Quality. Yeah, I don't know. Survivor Series to me has just been phased out by Money in the Bank. I think that's one that everyone looks forward to. I think you should move Money in the Bank to create
to
more
November?
Distance to create distance between it and WrestleMania, because I think it's that Money in the Bank is pretty important now.
You know what I think you should do? Put Money in the Bank, like, in TLC's place in December.
That would work.
Because then you've got the whole year, if you wanted to, you know, play with the briefcase idea. You've got from January to December again.
And it's a good concept. Like, you start the year with this new wild card who has a briefcase.
Yeah. Or do like they did, like, do it like a New Year's Revolution thing if you want to have it, like, at the end of the year.
Yeah. No,
like,
that's a good
idea.
Right
at the beginning of January.
That's something I would do. That's a good plan. But anyway, Bolo was very good. Apparently, Brad Maddox was there.
He's still a thing?
He's apparently still a thing. Who's hanging out? A bunch of ex-WWE creative guys were there.
Ooh.
And a bunch of C-list celebrities were there.
Any names?
I don't remember the names because they're C-list celebrities.
Reality stars?
Yeah. From shows that, like, were big in the 90s, I guess.
Was Mario Lopez there?
No. Wow, that would have been awesome. Oh, you know who was there? Ron Funches was there. The comedian. Ooh. Yeah, he's a comedian. He's blowing up.
Oh, okay.
He just got a Comedy Central special. I think he's very funny.
Okay.
Yeah, he was there. He's apparently a huge wrestling fan, like a not just a casual wrestling fan. Like he's he watches NXT every week. He's a giant wrestling nerd. We should get him on the show, actually.
Yeah.
And we'll reach out to him. Anyway.
There are too many of these casual wrestling fans out there.
I got to bring this up before I forget. Zack Sabre Jr. was at Paula. He's an
awesome human being.
I was a little nervous about Zack Sabre Jr. coming to PWG because his style is very different.
Yeah.
I had nothing to worry about. This dude, in two nights, was more over than anybody on the PWG roster. It was awesome. Incredible.
That match that we saw in Progress, the Chapter 1?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's an incredible man. I think in a year, you're going to see him in WWE. He is that ready. Absolutely. Give it a year, and I'll be shocked if he's not signed. I think the only reason he's not signed now is because they have too many British guys.
We only have two.
That's too many.
Three, sorry. Well, two on the main roster and one in NXT.
Yeah. That is too many British guys for us. There's a maximum amount of Britishness that you can have.
No,
in one
place. You can never have none of that.
That's why England is weird, because there are too many English people.
Look, Zack Sabre Jr., I love you. Whatever you do, do not sign up for British boot camp. I'll kill you in your eye.
Oh, but imagine all the evil things you could do to people in TNA. That would rule. I don't know, man. I kind of want it to happen.
Yeah, but that would make you watch, and you don't want to watch, do you?
Don't sign up. I'll have to watch you then.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I find it hard enough to watch it now, and Jeff Hardy's there.
Do you really think there'll be a British Boot Camp 3, though?
No. I told you this this morning. They're thinking of signing with WG in America.
Well, I don't know. I don't know much about WGN. All I know is that
WWE, they had superstars.
All I know is when WWE was on there, they did not do very well.
To be fair, it was on a Thursday, though, and there was, basketball and all that nonsense.
By the way, SmackDown, in fact, moving to Thursday.
It's not moving back to its spiritual home.
Yeah, I know. They're staying on Fridays where nobody watches.
Well, no, they keep telling me every week that they're the number one most rated, but then again, no one watches TV on a Friday.
Exactly. Right? That's like saying we're the number one. That's like my radio station at school. We say that we're the number one campus radio station. We're the only campus radio station.
Yeah, but people don't know. Don't give away the secret. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. That's a marketing thing. It's marketing for us. Hashtag
and by the way, TNA moving back to Wednesdays. Remember how happened to Thunder when it went to Wednesdays? They went out of business.
It's very symbolic for us. A great connection.
Thunder moved to Wednesdays. People forget this.
Oh, by the way, CM Punk is suing for royalties. The balls on this man. I love this man. So great.
Speaking, why?
I'm not going to work for you for the last 6 months, and now I'm taking you to court, bitch.
Don't worry. Remember, Brock Lesnar did that too. He'll be back in 10 years. Don't worry.
Yeah, in 10 years. In 10 years, he'll come out and he'll kill John Cena. He'll still probably be there.
Yeah. Not waiting for John Cena to do a Hulk Hogan jump ship to TNA.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, at that point, it'll be GFW.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Man, oh, God. I love this CM Punk character.
He's like, Phil Brooks?
I'm having a great time with my hot wife and hosting award shows, but I want more money, so let's do this.
Look at the fact that I ran away like a whiny bitch,
Whiny bitch. We need to start that segment, by the way, the whiny bitch of the week. Faraz, if you had to choose right now, who would be your whiny bitch of the week?
Oh, it's very difficult to choose. There's a few in the WWE, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Lots of hashtag whiny bitches.
Kane became one, but then they put him back to corporate Kane.
He did whine a lot, didn't he?
Yeah. Randy Orton, when he's not being mad at people.
He can be quite the whiny bitch.
The greatest one is, but he's good at it, is Paul Heyman.
Oh, he's an amazing whiny bitch.
I don't know.
Well, last bit of
Michael
thing.
Michael Cole is definitely one.
That's true. JBL has been a real whiny bitch. I can't stand the stuff with Swagger. It really bugs me.
It does. It's very annoying.
There was a point where Michael Cole was trying to plug the network, and JBL kept talking about Jack Swagger. Michael Cole, poor guy. He had to do the plug. And there was another plug, by the way. It was during the Total Divas match. I love this. The match was designed to be a commercial for Total Divas. And Michael Cole, at one point, had to yell at JBL so that he could do the plug. And I feel like he didn't even want to do the plug. He's just like, can you shut up so I can do this and we can move on with our lives? It was great. I felt bad for the man. Last bit of news before we get out of here.
Wait, one more. I've got a little bit of a bugbear. I told you about this last week. It's just a small thing.
All right.
With WWE DVDs.
Ah.
And home network, you know, the home videos UK.
Sure.
They promised me a Sting DVD at the end of September. Did WWE DVD?
They did.
UK.
I was there.
They promised me this, and I said, I'm getting it a week before you. Do you remember this?
Yes, I do.
And I was happy about this.
And I was like, I don't care. I no-sold your happiness.
Yeah, you did. You did no-sell my happiness.
Japanese style.
How good was Battleground this year?
I don't remember.
Correct. Is the right answer. Now, in their wisdom, they found in their infinite wisdom that instead of, you know, giving me Sting at the end of September, they're going to give it back to me, you know, the beginning of October. In its place, they're going to release Battleground. I'm so mad.
Awesome. That is great.
I'm so mad.
They're doing it on purpose to piss you off.
They did this with me with Shawn Michaels, too.
They want to be your whiny bitch of the week, it sounds like.
Forget the whiny bitch. They're just my bitches of the week. Oh, that's my new segment, by the way. Usually it's The Miz.
This week it's WWE DVD UK.
Yeah.
My bitch.
By the way, when we plug this show tomorrow, can you at them? WWE Home Video UK.
I gotcha. That's fucking perfect. All right, last bit of news before we get out of here. The Ring of Honor had their pay-per-view on Saturday night.
Okay, Michael, my first question before we start.
Yes.
Did stream work?
Nope. It worked, but there were a lot of issues, I heard. So glad we didn't watch it live.
I was saying all week, I was asking you all week, see if you change your mind. Dad, should I buy this show? Should I watch it? You think it's worth a watch?
And I still don't, aside from the main event, which I heard was just incredible, between Red Dragon and Bad Influence.
Oh, man.
I will be buying the replay just for that match, because it sounds awesome. But also on that show, Jay Briscoe beat Michael Elgin to win the Ring of Honor title, making him the second person ever in Ring of Honor to be a two-time Ring of Honor champion.
Now, this is our question of the week. Who is the first?
Yeah, I feel like everyone knows the answer, but if you know it, tell us. Yeah. That's a good stat. So anyway, Michael Elgin's no longer champion, and there are a lot of rumors going around. There are some things that are public online, some contract stuff, attitude issues. God, what's with people in having attitude issues?
Yeah, I know.
You know,
there's a lot of, and it's a shame because a lot of the talented ones seem to have like. That's why WWE released who was it? Was it Hiro? Chris Hero?
Yeah, it was. Hero was an attitude issue, but it was. That's what they say what it was, but what it really was just him not losing weight the way they wanted him to.
Yeah, yes.
And he's got
him not training they wanted it the way they wanted him to.
And at Bola, he was really heavy. He got he got heavy again.
Yeah.
So, Kevin Steen's got his ass in shape. He's a.
He is really working hard, isn't he?
He's working, man. That guy is working. He does work.
You know, and the thing is, I think he's realized, like, look, this is my one shot at the big time. I've got to get into shape.
Yeah. At one point, I had Kevin Steen on that list of, like, this is a guy who is so good, but he can never be in WWE just because of who he is. And the fact that WWE has changed its stance on what they're looking for, and the fact that they're willing to...
I think that's another big Triple H issue. You know, he's kind of realized, okay, I've got to do this in the right way. I can't just, you know, mark off certain people because they don't look the way I want them to look, or however, or sound the way I want them to sound.
Yeah, I mean, I can't not agree with that. Yeah, so he's been doing really well. So good for him.
But yeah, I think the fact that, you know, he's just had a child kind of helps matters. Yeah, into perspective.
A second child.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Michael Elgin's not the Ring of Honor champion. Jay Briscoe is. And I don't know what's up with Elgin. We'll see what happens.
Jay Briscoe will never be in WWE, by the way. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. He was gonna. And then he had to go and have an opinion on stuff. Oh, man.
That's good, because we still get those awesome promos that he does. If he was in WWE, we wouldn't get those.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, me too. That's how boring Raw was this week.
Yeah, Raw was a show.
It was awful. It was shocking.
It was a show.
They have a main event, right, with Cena and Brock Lesnar. There's no point telling it, because you know the outcome already.
Yeah, although I feel like this match is going to be a lot more competitive, which I don't really like.
Yeah. But
they're doing their best to make Cena into a threat, and they're doing a good job. I just don't like where they're going, if that makes sense.
No, I don't like it either. I mean, even if, you know, for 6 months, Brock Lesnar has to kill everybody to make what they're going to be planning at WrestleMania for it to work.
Yeah. By the way, real quick, the thing they're doing with The Miz, I still hate The Miz. I wish nothing but horrible things to happen to The Miz character.
I want what happened to him and Scooby-Doo to happen in real life.
Yes, I want him to be eaten by a bear.
Yeah.
However, this Sandow thing is awesome. It's so good. It's so smart. Like, let's give the movie star a stunt double. It'll be funny. And it is.
At least they're not going the Shawn Michaels route where they just wouldn't let him touch his face.
Yeah, yeah.
The Miz Dow.
I still hope Tyler Breeze comes in and kicks him in the face and he becomes the new movie star.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
We should really preview NXT, but, you know, we'll talk about it next week.
We will, because I need to catch up. I haven't watched NXT for the last 2 weeks. I've just been too busy. I can watch it.
Talking about that this week.
I can watch it on demand whenever I want for only how much for us?
$9.99.
That's right. And you can listen to our podcast for 0.00 because it's free when you subscribe on iTunes. And it's also free when you leave us a review. It costs you nothing and it helps us immensely. And if you want to spend a little bit of money, you can use the Amazon affiliate link on thingsdezsays.net.
You can buy things like the new WCW book that's about to come out.
It's right. Written by our own friend Brian Alvarez. I should really get him on the show, shouldn't I?
Yes, and the next month you can buy the new Chris Jericho book, which will be amazing because he's going to talk about that Michaels feud.
That's right. And you know what? They're coming on the same day, so you can just sit there for many hours and just read and read and read and make your brain bigger.
If you want to commit suicide, read the WCW book.
Yeah, oh, God. If you want to lose faith in everything, read that book. They're expanded.
Did you see that Vince Russo wrote an open letter to the WWE?
No. Oh, my God. No.
I haven't read it. I don't want to read it.
Let's read it on the air next week.
You wrote an open letter to the WWE.
Yes, we're going to read that letter and we will laugh and laugh about it.
What can he possibly tell Vince McMahon that Vince doesn't already know?
I don't know. We'll find out next week when we read it, so you should tune in.
Okay. Yeah, is he going to say that Triple H is, but you know, you should get Triple H out of the office?
That's yeah, bro. Happen. It's going to say bro a lot. Vince Russo likes to say bro.
Yeah.
Bro.
He's going to, you know, he's going to say he should have more Sable on TV.
more things on poles.
More things on poles, yes. All these things. He's going to want more scaffold matches.
Oh, Christ. Yeah.
Scaffold matches.
Hey, maybe Jerry Springer will win the title tomorrow.
Oh, see, if Russo's back in the company, that will happen.
Well, yeah. Oh, that'd be all. I wouldn't be mad about that.
I would.
He out wrestles Brock Lesnar. Yeah. Oh, he fucking single legs Brock and pins him.
They're gonna do like the David Arquette thing. John Cena's gonna hit the AA and he's just gonna fall on him.
Yeah, oh, man. All right, we're out at Des Delgadillo at the Wisp on Twitter. We'll talk to you later. Bye.